Jason, I want to start with Monday night because we're recording this on Tuesday. Everybody was anticipating the debut and, you know, what Aaron Rodgers is going to look like. So I want to start there. I thought it started well, but this is what we know, right? The 49ers are a juggernaut, even without Christian McCaffrey. And they're going to be a problem all season long for a lot of teams. But I did feel like Aaron Rodgers looked halfway decent. That, like, you know, everybody wonders what the rust was going to be. And I think playing that defense and their ability to get after you like they can certainly affected things. But Rodgers looked okay to me. What about you?
I guess it depends what you think you're getting. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. My two, the only two prop bets I made on the Jets side in that game were Breece Hall over 3.5 receptions and Aaron Rodgers to throw an interception. They're who I thought they were. I mean, he had one pass over 16 yards, and that was Lazard on a free play.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, you're giving him $50 million. It's supposed to be better than anything you've had there ever, right? This is supposed to be the best you've had since Joe Namath. And I think you're getting a broken 40-year-old guy who will hit a lot of layups, who will check into a lot of layups, and who doesn't have a great offensive line. And if teams are able to take away the run game like the Jets did, like the 49ers did, then the Jets will be even worse than I think they are. And the Jets, for me, were an 8-win team. So they play a tough schedule. I'm telling you what, right now, Tennessee, they're not going to give up. Like, that game might be 8-5. Like, they're going to Tennessee on a short week. You already heard the old man talking about it after. You know, they did us no favors. Now we got to go to Tennessee, and then we play 4 days after that. Like, bro, you're supposedly signed up for 20 of these because allegedly you're going to the playoffs. You're not going to the playoffs. So, they held the ball for 20 minutes. Like, people tell me the Jets defense is great. When you want to run the ball in the Jets, you can run the ball in the Jets. Kyle Shanahan was going to run the ball no matter who the running back was, and he was going to run a lot of outside zone against Robert Saleh, who used to work for him and should know it better than anybody, and they had no answers for it. So, no, I don't buy the Jets. I think the Jets were exposed on a lot of levels. You can go back to week one of the 2022 season. Aaron Rodgers threw the ball 10 times to his running backs in that game. It was a sign of what was to come. His yards per air yards per attempt that final season he played in Green Bay went from 8.8 to 6.8. Like, his interception rate tripled. His touchdown rate plummeted. His percentage of balls within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage was the highest of his career, while the air yards were the lowest since 2010. Like, that's who he was. That's what they bought. Like, there's no miracle. There's no fountain of youth. Going to the Jets where everybody's a loser wasn't going to bring out the best in him or them. Nathaniel Hackett's a bobo. Like, I could go on. I mean, they were giving you plus 150 early in the summer, in the spring, when the schedule came out, they're giving you plus 170 on some shops on the Jets to miss the playoffs. They always miss the playoffs. This dude ain't playing 17 games. Hey, Carl, how about a guy who didn't show up for minicamp? A guy who they kept in bubble wrap all year long. Why was he not in the game late trying to knock the rust off? You only had the ball for 20 minutes in that game. He didn't have enough possession. Garrett Wilson's still out there. Breece Hall's still out there. Mm-hmm. But Tyrod Taylor's in the game? Whose call was that? Was it head coach Aaron Rodgers?
No, it was Aaron Rodgers. Yes.
Good luck with all that. I'm just telling you, Tennessee for me is very a lot. Go look how Tennessee ran the ball. That's Bill Cunningham, Bill Callahan. That is a tried and true, like Kyle Shanahan, tried and true run program. Look how Tennessee ran the ball all over Matt Eberflus. And look what the Jets couldn't do. And that's an already tired Jets defense that was on the field for 40-plus minutes. If they don't let Will Levis blow this game, I'm telling you, that Tennessee defense will smother. They gave up 140 yards, Carl. Everybody told me all summer long that Chicago's great. Look at all these pieces. Oh, my God. That's one of the best skill positions. They had 140 yards. They had no offensive touchdowns. Like, sorry, Jets fans.
I'm with you. And the call to not be in the end of the game, he only threw for, 167 yards last night. And the call to not be in the game at the end is perplexing. Totally Aaron Rodgers' call. Let's not get it twisted. You know, nobody has to tell Jason and I that, but
if he wanted to play, he would play.
Correct.
If he wanted to be out there, he'd be out there. Hey, I got to send a message to this team that this is my team and we don't give up. And even though it's garbage time, I've damn near played no football with them the 2 years I've been here. So I'm going to go march us down the field and at least get us something to feel good about. No, yeah, that was no. Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. I'll say this. The Jets, there was allegedly, you know, already some dysfunction within the organization before the season started. The only way you get away from that stuff is to win. And to your point, this next week is going to be interesting. Listen, Will Levis did blow the game for the Titans last week. They should have beat the Bears, hands down. And those two bad picks he threw were killer. But the Jets are only being talked about, and we know this, is because Aaron Rodgers and, you know, people think it's going to be something that is going to be worth watching. Last night, the other thing I saw, by the way, and we'll move on here and talk about these rookie quarterbacks, Jason, but that offensive line, I don't know if it's any better, by the way. I don't know if it's any better than what we've said over the last 2 years. And I know Tyron Smith is there. We said this. He's old, long in the tooth. I think that's going to be a fundamental problem for the Jets as they move through the season. It's in the huddle, guys. Talking about rookie quarterbacks real quick. Anthony Richardson, Jaden Daniels. And I say Anthony Richardson. He didn't play but four games last year. So it's his rookie year.
2.5
games. Exactly. Bo Nix. All these guys.
Because a lot of those games were half games. You could say he played four games. He really played the equivalent of like two games plus a quarter or two.
Absolutely. And, you know, everybody's showing the pass that he made down the field. He's got enormous talent. There's no doubt. But I'll say this. What did you make of the rookie quarterbacks? You brought up Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I said this to you guys last week. Caleb said, I'm not nervous. I'm never nervous. Okay. When you saw that pass rush in your face, you looked a little nervous to me. He was not as good as I thought he was going to be. 14 of 29, 93 yards. He rushed for 15 yards. Bears do win. I get it. But this is what we talk about, Jason, with these rookie quarterbacks. There is a transition. I don't know how good he'll be. I don't know if he'll be a future Hall of Famer. But at the end of the day, he looked like a rookie like all these other guys did.
Yeah. No, it was tough sledding for him. And again, he did play a little bit in the preseason. He's supposed to have all the creature comforts with, you know, all the skill guys they signed that everybody was gushing about, on top of the core they already had. So no, that was pretty ugly, but I'm just telling you, Tennessee's defensive coordinator, Denard Wilson is a head coach. He's a head coach. He's just not a head coach yet. I think we're going to look back on that and say that was a little tougher of a debut spot than maybe it looked like on paper. You know, Jaden Daniels, you saw the legs. You saw him do some really interesting things. He's got nothing around him in Washington. It's a bad football team. You know, I'm going to be keeping a close eye on that one because I'm not a Cliff Kingsbury guy. Like, I just think he's fugazi. And, like, the second rushing touchdown, like, I get what they're doing there. Like, I get that you're padding numbers. Like, and you're trying to build a little confidence. But with him being built the way he is, I think they need to be judicious about, you know, how they deploy him on the ground. He's going to make a lot of big plays. I think he'll be the, you know, a real winning quarterback for them, which they haven't had for a long time, but they need him to stay upright. Bo Nix is not a starting quarterback in this league. Bo Nix is nowhere near being ready to be a starting quarterback in this league. That's a tough assignment going to Seattle against Mike McDonald's defense, but I thought the hype on him in the preseason got way over their skis. I mean, I'm doing betting segments and they're saying, what do you think about Bo Nix's odds for rookie of the year? You know, like all the line movement there. I'm like,
it's a little stretch
while it's on fire every day. Like, you know, I don't care what odds you give me to bet Bo Nix to be rookie of the year. I'm not betting it because Bo Nix is not an NFL starting quarterback. So, you know, that's tough. You know, they got Pittsburgh coming to them this week. You know, good luck. Mike T's defense packs a lunch on the road. You know, I would have liked to see more out of Caleb. Like, I would have liked to see a little more out of Caleb.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson, I'm an Anthony Richardson truther. So, like, he did three or four things in that game that, you know, I don't know, maybe a guy or two on the planet could also do. he is inconsistent. Like, he just hasn't played. He barely played in college, but the ability to hit those high notes, to hit those high notes when you need it most, to hit those high notes at pivotal points in the game to keep you in the game, that's special stuff. So I'm really enthused about what he could be. And I like the Colts to make the playoffs. The fact that they lost by two to Houston week one and Richardson did some special stuff, that doesn't scare me off it. Now the Colts got to stop the run a little bit. You know, Joe Mixon looking like Earl Campbell. I didn't think the Colts were good defense. Like, I don't love their run defense. I thought it'd be better than that. Like, it has to be a little better than that. But if I'm in that Indianapolis building this week, I'm feeling pretty good about our ability to compete with anybody. You're not going to win them all with a young quarterback, but I think they'll be in the games like they were last year.
Well, I thought he was the most intriguing quarterback when he came out, and everybody said he wasn't ready, just from his physical traits. Mm-hmm. And you see that he can be special. There's no doubt. I totally agree with you. Now, he's got to learn to protect himself again. You know, he's got a little Josh Allen in him where he wants to just kind of run through guys and run over guys, but he's got to protect himself. But I'm with you. I'll say this, a follow-up to your rookie years. We're talking about the quarterbacks, guys, and the rookie debuts. CJ Stroud is a real deal. No fall-off. Oh. Like you end last season the way you ended, and everybody goes, oh, is he going to be able to come back? Sophomore slump. No. Kid knows what he's doing. He knows where he wants to go with the ball. You know, he threw it 32 times. I mean, you said it, two touchdowns for Diggs. I just thought, again, Stroud looks like what we expected coming off of his rookie season. So whatever you thought about him, continue to think it, because I don't feel like there's going to be a drop off with his performance.
And Bobby Slowick got a lot of praise last year, their coordinator, play caller, for good reason. But the one thing that he wasn't able to really implement last year was the 49ers run game. And they started running those stretch plays. And
Mixon.
They run stretch plays when they get a little heavy, like with heavy personnel. And you add that to the mix when you already have this elite play action thing with C.J. Stroud. Like, if they can stay efficient and consistent in the run game, like, that's something that Stroud didn't have last year. So that's just going to put it even further over the top.